The Sindh police attempted to forcefully disperse the protesters staging sit-in on various points of the National, Indus and Maran highways in the wee hours of Sunday. However, the people who took to the streets against construction of 6 new canals on the River Indus to irrigate Khalistan area of Punjab for corporate farming resisted the police and thwarted the attempts to uproot the protest camps. The police took the action 9 to 10 days after the start of the sit-in demonstrations. The action was taken despite repeated government assurances that force would not be employed to end the protests, which have blocked the movement of traffic, especially vehicles traveling to Punjab and coming back from that province. The legal fraternity, which has been staging protests at 4 different locations on the highways, including their central sit-in at Babarloi Bypass in Khairpur district, as well as the nationalist and opposition parties in Sindh, condemned the government's alleged high-handedness. They said sit-ins will be staged in every single district in Sindh if the police once again try to use force. During the crackdown at Khankot, Pakacheng, Moro, and a couple of other places, riot police fired tear gas canisters to disperse the crowd. They also baton charged the protesters, who pelted stones on police personnel and their vehicles. At least 10 persons were reportedly detained from the Pakacheng camp on Maran Highway. Media workers also complained about getting manhandled by police. 2 local journalists at Pakacheng, Imtiaz Shar and Kazim Cheng, alleged that the police seized their mobile phones because they were recording the crackdown. The convener of the Sindhu Darya Batuyo Tariq, Syed Zan Ali Shah, later gave a call for province-wide protests against the police action today, Monday. Token sit-in protests were later staged at around a dozen more locations on the highways in reaction to the police crackdown. The people of Sindh have rejected the government's assurances concerning the canals. "We will only end our protests once the government issues a notification for cancelling the canals and corporate farming projects," said Shah at a press conference in Benazirabad district. He condemned the government for subjecting peaceful lawyers and supporters of the nationalist parties to brutal assault to forcefully end the sit-ins. "Firing, shelling or baton charge can't stop us from protecting our Sindhu River, the River Indus," Sindh Taraki Pasand Party Chairman Dr. Qadir Maghzi said in a statement on Sunday that the assault on the protest camps reminded him of the regimes of military dictators. However, he said, "The people who are participating in the protests, despite hot weather and many other odds, cannot be frightened by the police." He cautioned the rulers that if the state's machinery is brought into play against the sit-in camps again, the consequences will be dreadful.